Thank you, brother. Amen. Happy to be saved tonight? Yeah. Praise God. I want to say again how much we appreciate the wonderful privilege to be here this week. And it's been our pleasure. And a few people I want to give some thanks to right now, right off the bat. I want to say I'm thankful to the Lord for helping Sister Savage. I think she got a hold of something last night because she got me a birthday cake. Praise God. And so the Lord really helped her, and I appreciate the Lord for that. Amen. I appreciate Brother and Sister Savage so much for all they've done for us while I've been here. And then I do feel very, very honored that Sister Sly gave me a blanket, praise God. So I went and locked it up in my car so nobody would take it. Amen. But I appreciate that so very much. Amen. And I want to get on to Brother Paul Marquis just a little bit, because he got on to brother his boy the other night for not getting in and holding back. So you didn't take over. So I want to get on to you a little bit. Praise God. I got to preach tonight because he didn't take over. Amen. Praise God. But I appreciate him. The service this morning, if you missed Brother Gobby's message, it was wonderful. Amen. And Brother Marquis was out there. We were eating, and he had an epiphany. While he was eating, praise God. He took a drink of his sweet tea, and he came to the sudden realization somebody had put salt in it, praise God. And so he had an epiphany right there in the fellowship hall, amen. Praise God. That really, Brother Godby, that's really my heart's desire in this service tonight, and that some people, God would just make himself so real to them, that they would see some things they never saw before. Understand some things they never understood before. Praise God. And that's what he was preaching to us about this morning, how that God comes to us and makes himself so very real. Praise God. And then we're never again the same. Amen. And that's what I'm praying for in this service tonight. And really, I appreciate how the Lord has helped us throughout the week, but I really have a greater burden to preach tonight than I have any night, because I feel like the Lord is wanting to do something to transform somebody's life. Amen. That when you leave this service tonight, you'll never again be the same. Praise the Lord. I'm still looking for some amazing things, aren't you? Praise God. Believe in God to do some great and mighty things for us. So if you would stand tonight, turn with us to the book of Galatians, chapter number 5. Thank you to everyone. Thank you for the offering. God bless you for it. We do apologize for having to leave, but thank you for understanding. And so much I want to say, but I just feel such a need to go ahead and preach. But thank you so much for all you have done. Galatians chapter 5, just two verses, maybe three here, two verses will be fine, 16 and 17. This I say then, walk in the Spirit, and ye shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. For the flesh lusteth against the Spirit, and the Spirit against the flesh. And these are contrary the one to the other, so that ye cannot do the things that ye would. These are contrary the one to the other, so that ye cannot do the things that ye would. Amen. Would you help me pray tonight? I want to preach of the Lord to help me on the dog and the dove. Amen. Would you help me pray? Lift your hands tonight, Father. The precious name of Jesus, we thank you for what you have done in every service, every altar, God, how you have came by and how you have visited your people. Right here tonight, Lord, I am praying for the Holy Ghost to come down in such a way, Lord, that it would transform lives in this service tonight. That there would be men and women and young people, Lord, and when they leave this altar service tonight, they would never again be the same. We're praying, Lord, for a demonstration of the Holy Ghost around this altar tonight. Help us to preach, not with enticing words, Lord, of men's wisdom, but give us the demonstration of the Holy Ghost and of the power of God. We'll praise you, we'll thank you, we'll love you for it. In Jesus' wonderful name, everyone say amen. Praise God. Amen. My burden tonight is concerning the struggle that is taking place within the heart and the life of some individuals. Amen. And really within every one of us, there is a battle between good and evil. There is a battle taking place of right and wrong. It is a battle between God and the devil. Amen. There are two natures that are within every one of us. And I pray tonight, and Brother Godby, that what you preached this morning would really happen in this service. That people could come to an understanding of why they are struggling against some things so terribly bad. Amen. Why there is such a war that is inside of them that's going on, that they could realize what it's going to take to have the victory of God within that war. Amen. There's two natures within every one of us I want to preach about here tonight. I want to liken them to the nature of a dog and the nature of a dove. Amen. And when you look in both Testaments tonight, you'll find that the dog is used to symbolize in Scripture the nature of a shameless, wicked, sinful, or vile person. Amen. In Deuteronomy 23 and 18, the law said they could not bring the price of a dog into the temple. And there, the dog represented a male prostitute or a sodomite. Amen. It was likened unto such a wicked person. You remember the story of Jezebel, how the Bible said when Jezebel was cast down, the dogs came and they ate her body. And when you read about dogs in that time, amen, there was a man, I can't remember his name right here, I've got it written down, George Paxton. George Paxton wrote about dogs in that day that they were not man's best friend. And they were more like a pack of wolves that would roam the street. And a ravenous beast that would actually attack human beings, pull them down, and sometimes even devour them. You'll read in history where oftentimes the prisoners and the convicts were thrown to the dogs as their punishment. When you see in Jezebel's story, the Bible said there was nothing left but the palms of her hand and her feet and her skull. Amen. Those dogs came. They devoured her very body. Amen. And in the book of Psalms, amen, Psalm chapter number 23, it is a psalm of the cross. And there you'll find many of the very words that Jesus said when he was upon Calvary. But in that scripture, there's dog mentioned a couple of times in chapter number 22, verse 16. For dogs have compassed me, the assembly of the wicked have enclosed me, and they pierced my hands and my feet. And so there the dogs were compared to those wicked individuals that had surrounded the Lord and that had crucified him. Amen. And verse 20, amen, this is the prayer of our Lord. Deliver my soul from the sword and my darling from the power of the dog. Amen. My darling, my only one, from the power of the dog. And there the dog is used to represent Satan and his power that was coming against the Son of God. When you look in the New Testament in Matthew 15, verse 26, amen, Jesus said, it is not meet to give the children's bread and to cast it unto the dogs. And there the dog was representing the Gentiles or the sinners. Amen. Matthew 7 and 6, Jesus said, give not that which is holy to dogs. Well, there the dog represents the scoffer and the mockers. Amen. In 1 Peter, the dog is used to represent the backslider as a dog turns again to his vomit. Amen. Then that is what an individual is like, a man or a woman that turns away from God and turns back to their sin. Amen. Can you help me a little bit? Turn those monitors toward me. Where you at, brother? Help me a little bit here. Amen. With my voice. Praise God. Would you just lift your hand and ask the Lord to touch my voice? Because I got a burden to preach this here tonight. Feel like the Lord wants to touch somebody's life. Thank you, brethren. Amen. So there Peter likens the dog, amen, to a backslider. Somebody that has turned away from God back to their life of sin. And then in Revelation you'll read where the Bible said, for without are dogs and sorcerers and whoremongers and murderers and idolaters, and whosoever loveth and maketh a lie, they cannot enter into the New Jerusalem. So what I want you to realize tonight, amen, is the nature of the dog is that nature within every one of us that does not want to go to church, that does not love the things of God, that does not love to pray, amen. That nature of the dog is that part of you that encourages you to do what is wrong, that entices you, amen, to sin against God, that pulls your mind and your heart toward the things of the world. Amen. There is that dog nature that every one of us has to deal with because it was given to us when we were born into this world. You were born with a sinful nature. Amen. It is called the nature of Adam. Amen.
that was passed down from generation to generation. You do not have to teach a child to lie. You do not have to teach a child to steal. It comes naturally to them because there is a sinful nature that every one of us were born with. Amen. And it is a struggle. Amen. As it pulls us toward the things of sin and toward the things of the world. Amen. But the Bible also gives us a glimpse of a different nature. And I want to liken it tonight to the nature of the dove. The dove is used in Scripture to symbolize the Spirit of God and His work in the life of mankind. It is the regenerated nature. Amen. You get the dog nature when you're born physically. You get the dove nature when you're born again of the Spirit of God. Amen. In Noah's day, Noah sent out his dove. Amen. That dove brought back hope of a new life. Praise God. As he brought an olive leaf that was plucked off. Amen. In the Word of God in Song of Solomon, three times there the church is compared to a dove. Praise God. And at the baptism of Jesus, the Holy Ghost descended in the bodily form of a dove and came and rested upon the Son of God. Amen. Amen. The dove nature, it is the Spirit of God working within our life. That's the part of us that loves to go to church. Amen. That's the part of us that when they get to singing the songs of Zion, it makes you want to lift your hands in the air. And when you get up early in the morning, amen, something makes you want to get on your knees and spend some time with the Lord. Amen. That's that dove nature, praise God. Amen. That God puts in you when you're saved. There may be some here tonight, you don't even understand the nature of the dove because you've never really been saved. And you may think, I don't understand why they go to church so much. I don't understand why they give $100 in the offering. Amen. I don't understand why they dress like they dress or give up the things they give up. But friend, if you'll ever get the dove, I said, if you'll ever get heaven's dove fluttering in your soul and get born again of the Spirit of God, amen, He'll put a nature in you that will change your heart. It will change your mind, and you'll be a new creature in Christ, and you'll love the things you now hate, and you'll hate the things that you now love. Praise God. Oh, it'd be wonderful for somebody here, amen, to take off that old coat and put on a new coat and get the nature of God within you. Praise the Lord. Amen. Those of you tonight that are children of God, and you understand that there is a war that is going on within the bosom of every child of God. Can you say amen to that? Now in Romans chapter number 7, amen, Paul there describes this war to us. Amen. I'm not going to debate tonight whether or not, amen, you feel like that Paul was converted whenever he was talking about this struggle. Amen. For this struggle is in a person whether they are converted or not. Amen. The Bible said, as Paul talked to us about that struggle, he said, I know in me, that is my flesh, dwelleth no good thing. For to will is present with me. I want to do what's right. How to perform that which is good, I find not. For the good that I would, I do not. But the evil which I would not, that I do. Stay with me just a moment. For I delight in the law of God after the inward man. There's a part of me on the inside. And that's that dead nature that wants to do right in the sight of God. But then he said, there's another law in my members, warring against the law in my mind, bringing me into captivity. And he said, oh, wretched man that I am. Amen. Now you may debate whether or not Paul was saved at that time. But in our text tonight in Galatians chapter number 5, there is no doubt Paul's talking to the church. He's talking to saved individuals. And he said that the Spirit lusteth against the flesh, and the flesh lusteth against the Spirit, so that you cannot do the things that you would. Now, if you holiness people like myself would be honest, there's been a lot of times since I've been serving God. Amen. I wanted to do the right thing, but I made a lot of mistakes. Come on here now. And I felt myself struggling against feelings and struggling against desires and struggling against thoughts that I did not want to have. And can you say amen? Amen. And just like Paul sometimes, amen, the good that I wanted to do, I found myself doing the very opposite. Amen. I said the good I wanted to do, I found myself doing the very opposite. And I found myself in a struggle, and I found myself in a war, and I come to realize there's two natures in me. One of them wants to do right. One of them wants to live holy. One of them wants to serve God. But then there's that other nature of the flesh. Amen. The carnal man that's always pulling me in the wrong direction. Amen. Stay with me. I'd love for the Lord to help us tonight. Praise God. Amen. I'd love for the Lord to change somebody's life in this service tonight. Oh, thank God. And so Paul said, oh, wretched man that I am. Now, I don't know about you, but I've prayed at times. Amen. And God knows that this old dog nature is something that pulls me away from Him. Amen. I pray, God, just take away every desire, amen, that doesn't need to be there. Just, God, take away every temptation. Amen. Don't let me ever be tempted again. He might pray that way before. Lord, I don't want those feelings. I don't want those thoughts. I don't want those desires. Just take it away from me and never let me experience to even be tempted again. Amen. As I was praying about this message just a couple of weeks ago, amen, I feel like the Lord dealt with me as I was praying about, God, why is it that you do not just take away that sinful nature? Why is it that you allow your people to have to deal with that old dog nature sometimes? And he brought me to these scriptures in the book of Judges, where in chapter number 2, let me read to you, the anger of the Lord was hot against Israel. And he said, because that this people had transgressed my covenant, which I commanded their fathers, and have not hearkened unto my voice. Amen. I also will henceforth drive out, or will not henceforth drive out any from before them of the nations which Joshua left when he died, that through them I might prove Israel, whether they will keep the way of the Lord to walk therein, as their fathers did keep it or not. Therefore the Lord left those nations without driving them out hastily, neither delivered he them into the hand of Joshua. And so God said, I'm going to leave some nations there to prove them if they love me or not, to prove them if they're going to live for me or not. And my friend, we learned early on in the Garden of Eden, amen, Adam and Eve was as pure and holy, amen, as anybody could be. They was as sanctified as anybody could be. Now I'm going to stop right here because I feel a little drawback in this service. I'm not getting on your doctrine of sanctification. I'm trying to help some people right here. So if you'll get in with me and help me preach a little while, we'll have a move of God around this altar. Amen. Amen. In the very beginning, Adam and Eve, amen, was as sanctified as you could get, holy and pure before God. Amen. But there was something that was pulling on her, amen, that the devil could capitalize on. Amen. There was a temptation that was present. Come on here. I said there was a temptation that was there that eventually they succumbed to. Amen. And you and I are suffering tonight because of that. And there's a lot of people tonight suffering because there's a war going on in their soul, and they don't know how to deal with it, and they don't know how to fight against it, and they don't know how to get the victory over it. But I pray here tonight that they would have an understanding, Brother Godby, of how to get through to God. Hallelujah. Oh, praise the Lamb of God. God said, I'm going to leave them there to prove you. And I'm sorry, friend, I'd like to tell you tonight, amen, that God, when you get saved, the old dog nature's gone forever, and you never have to worry about it again. Amen. But the fact of the matter is, amen, the devil will never give up on you. I said the devil will never give up on you. Amen. We've seen too many, amen, preachers and men, women of God that have fallen out by the wayside. Amen. Why was it? Were they saved? Yes. Were they sanctified? Yes. Amen. Amen. But the old dog nature kept coming back. Amen. Kept biting at their heels. Amen. Until it eventually caught them and pulled them down. So when a man thinks he stands, let him take heed lest he fall. Amen. There is a warning about the dog nature. And you're going to have it till the day you die. Amen. So God said, I'm going to leave it there to prove you. But then in that next verse, he says this. Now these are the nations which the Lord left to prove Israel by them, even as many as Israel had not known in the wars of Canaan. Only that the generations of the children of Israel might know to teach them war, lest as before they knew nothing thereof. God said, I'm going to leave them to prove you. And I'm going to leave them to teach you how to fight. Praise God. Because there's some things in life we're going to have to deal with. And we're going to have to learn how to fight against it. Come on here. And so God sometimes leaves some temptations there. Amen. To show us how to put up a fight against the enemy. Can you say amen? Oh, bless the name of the Lord. But what I want to preach to us right here tonight. Amen. There is a dog nature. Amen. That can conquer the dog nature that will pull you away from God. Amen. I said there is a dog nature. That the power of the Holy Ghost, amen, is much greater, amen, than the power of the flesh. That the dove can rise up and be greater than the dog. Hallelujah. Now I'm going to tell you where the problem's at tonight. Amen. I tell you what many people's problem is. They've got their dog on a little leash. And they're taking him around with them everywhere they go. Praise God. Amen. They're petting and pampering that dog. Amen. They're taking that dog to the vet. Praise God. Amen. They're feeding him doggy biscuits. Amen. They're doing everything they can to make sure that dog, they're pimping and pampering the flesh. Come on here now. Amen. Doing everything they can. Amen. To satisfy the cravings of the flesh. Amen. Loving the flesh. And that old dog. Amen. Listen. I know you got ready for church. I know you combed your hair. Amen. I know that. Amen. They put on deodorant. Because if you didn't, we'd smell like a bunch of dogs around here. Amen. But I want to tell you something. That flesh is nothing but an old mangy, flea-bitten mutt. Come on here now. I said it's nothing but an old mangy dog. Amen. And the desire of their flesh is to kill you and to destroy you and to bring your soul down to hell. Amen. Amen. And we pet it and we pamper it and we love it and we give it everything it desires. Amen. We take the dove and we put him in his little cage. Amen. And we leave him there till Sunday morning. Amen. And then when church time comes, we go get the dove out of his cage. Amen. And he's about to fall over. He's so weak because he hasn't been fed all week long. Amen. Amen. The dove has been neglected, pushed aside in the, amen, in a cage somewhere. And then we get to church. Amen. And the dog is so big and so strong. And the dove is so tiny. And we wonder why we can't shout. And we wonder why we can't have the victory. And we wonder why, amen, the preacher can't move us. And the songs don't touch our heart anymore. And the preacher doesn't move us to the altar. We never shed any tears. Amen. The preacher ain't got it like he used to have it. The song leader don't have it like they used to have it. No. Amen. The problem is you got a great big dog that you've been carrying around all week long. And that dog's taking your victory. That dog's taking your joy. That dog's taking your happiness. And it's ultimately will destroy your life. Amen. That old dog nature. I'll tell you something, brother. Amen. This world in which we live. Now, I don't want to hurt anybody's feelings. Amen. But if you're a dog lover, amen, to an extreme that you love your dog more than you love human beings, amen, then you just got a problem. Amen. The Bible said that to be without natural affection. And when you let your dog lick you all in the face, amen. Oh God, and you won't ever give your husband a kiss. That's without natural affection. Amen. Hey, thank God. Amen. When you pet your old hunting dog and you buy him little doggy biscuits, amen, and you give him everything he wants, and you never buy your wife a card, and you never give her any flowers, and you never hold her hand anymore, and you got old dog up in the truck with you, he's laying his head in your lap. That's not natural affection. Amen. You got just a little bit too much care for that old dog. Amen. Then you should have. Amen. All right, stay with me. Praise God. Amen. I used to do a little bit of remodeling. We were remodeling the house. Amen. A nice man and woman, elderly. And she said, well, we're going to cook for y'all today. I said, oh, that'd be great. Praise God. Amen. Crackling cornbread. I don't know what all she was laying out on the table. But we was in there working. We could smell the food of cooking. Amen. About lunchtime, Brother Hobby came. Amen. And they had a little dog they called Baby Girl. Amen. Baby girl in the house with them. Praise God. Now, if you got a dog in your house, that's up between you and God. Amen. Amen. But I don't want a dog in my house. I don't like dog hairs everywhere. Amen. Baby girl was in the house with them. And when we went down to sit at the table, brother, to eat, baby girl had her own place at the table. Baby girl had her own plate at the table. Amen. I sit down to my cornbread and whatever else they cooked, and baby girl had her paws on the table. Amen. Now, I'm just going to tell you in this day and time, amen, some people's carrying a little bit too far. Amen. And I said, some people's carrying way too far. Amen. Amen. That baby girl, amen, got a place at the table. And I was working one day on a roof job. I heard the tires squeal. I heard the brakes going down. I heard a woman coming out of the house screaming. And I turned and began to press, oh God, somebody's little child has just got ran over. Amen. And that woman ran out there to the road. Amen. Instead of picking up a little baby, human baby, she picked up her little dog. Amen. And you would have thought that her human baby died. Amen. She screamed and she went on for the longest, crying out. Oh, that's the only time she probably prayed in a long time. Amen. Crying out to God, oh God, have mercy. I've lost my baby. I've lost my baby. Amen. But that's what some of you are doing in your flesh. Amen. Amen. You love that flesh more than you love God. You love that flesh more than you love holiness. You love that old flea bitten dog. Amen. More than you love the house of God. If you don't feel like coming to church, if your dog would rather stay home, you just stay home. Amen. If your dog, amen, would like to miss prayer meeting, you just stay home from prayer meeting. Amen. You got that dog on a leash, and that dog's a controlling you. You ever see anybody have a dog, and that dog run away with them, and they're doing everything they can do, amen, to keep up with that dog? That's where some of you are at. Amen. You don't even know where you're going. Amen. The dog has got control of your life. I said the dog has got control of your life. And that's why you can't have any victory in God. Amen. You're letting that old mutt hang around too long. Amen. Praise God. I said you let old mutt hang around too long. I preached to you some of you the other night. Amen. There's some of you girls. I still felt it in praying today. There's some of you girls got no mutt hanging around. And I don't care how good he looks. I don't care how talented he is. Amen. Praise God. Amen. He don't care no more about you and God. Amen. He's just an old mangy mutt. That's all he is. Amen. Amen. He's full of fleas. Praise God. Amen. Ticks all over him. My God, he won't pray at the altar. Amen. He won't spend one day fasting and seeking God. Amen. He don't care anything about holiness. He's always trying to drag you down away from God and get you to do the wrong things and go to the wrong places. That sounds like an old mutt to me. Come on here now. Amen. And some of you girls need to get rid of that old dog. I said some of you girls need to cut the leash on that old dog and get rid of it and find somebody that loves God, that's weeping and crying around the altar. Oh, listen, boys. Amen. She's got her skirt up to her knees. And it's so tight. Amen. She's just an old mutt. That's all it is. Amen. As she fixes her hair. Amen. So seductive. Amen. And she walks and mincing as she's going. Amen. And she's got her spiked high heels on. Amen. She wants everybody to see what she looks like. Amen. She's just an old mutt. You don't need that. Amen. That's your flesh won't let. That's the flesh won't let. You need to get rid of. Get you a holiness girl. Get you a girl that loves God. Amen. And some of you can't get the victory because you, come on, boy. Amen. Come on, girl. Praise God. And until you get rid of that old mangy mutt, you're never going to get anywhere with God. Amen. Oh, praise God. Amen. Those things that appeal to the flesh. Amen. I know I was praying about this today. I'm trying to be very careful and follow the Lord tonight. Amen. But I tell you, I felt in praying today. Amen. There's some of you got an old mangy mutt. Amen. Social media that's a following you around. Amen. Now, what's the difference, preacher? Amen. And Facebook and texting. What's the difference in Instagram and texting? Amen. It's the only way I know to qualify it. Amen. When it doesn't matter what kind of social media it is, but if it puts you in their lifestyle and it shows you the pictures of their ungodliness, if it brings you, amen, to where they are living, amen. Well, yeah, texting, as far as I know, you text back and forth, but it stops right there. But if there's any other kind of social media that brings you to the living room of the lost, that brings you to the party scenes of those that are worldly, amen, that's just an old dog that's hanging on you, that's keeping you from having the victory, amen. When you sit and watch and you listen to their report, how much they've been partying, how much they've been living in the world, that's going to pull your heart. The old dove's in his cage. I said the dove is in his cage and he's dying on you because you're tending to the dog. You're tending to the flesh. You need to get rid of that old dog so you can tend to the dove. Hallelujah.
Amen. We can't legislate everything. You got to have enough of God about you. Amen. That if it pulls your heart in the wrong direction. Amen. When you see those pictures and you read those words that they've written unto you. Amen. And I'm telling you, brother, there's a spirit in it that gets a hold of people. Amen. It pulls mamas away from their children. It pulls them away from their families. It takes them across state lines. I've lost people out of my church. Amen. On social networking. Families have been split apart. Amen. I don't think anything's wrong with Facebook, preacher. Amen. I'll tell you, it is the number one cause of divorce in America today. I said it's the number one cause of divorce in America today. It's nothing but an old mangy mutt. Amen. That's after your marriage. It's after your home. It's after your children. And God help us tonight to cut some ties with it. Amen.
Sean Hannity was interviewing the CEO of adultery.com. And he was running the man down because of his website and the damage that it was doing to the country. Don't you know? And he just went on about how bad it is. And finally the man spoke up and said, "Well, Mr. Hannity, I want you to know that you advertise on Facebook and that's our number one competitor." Amen. That's our number one competitor. It's just an old mangy mutt is all it is. Just an old mangy dog, that's all it is. Amen. Those scriptures, where's the Bible for it? The Bible said, "Be separate from them, said God, and I will receive you." Amen. Have no fellowship with the unfruitful works of darkness, but rather reprove them. And brother, when you're getting, you won't sit down in the living room with them, but you'll sit in the chat room with them. Come on now. Amen. You won't go down to the party, amen, that they're having down the road, but you'll grammy in it on the internet, amen, on the screen. Amen. You're just indulging everything that they're doing. Amen. It's just an old dog that's trying to kill you and destroy your heart and destroy your soul. Amen. Oh, my God in heaven. Come on, boy. Let's go to town. Praise God. Come on, boy. Let's go to church. Amen. Amen. Thank you for helping me, brother. Praise God. I like that. Amen. Praise God. Brother, amen, they'd take that dog to church sometimes when I'm trying to preach the gospel after I've prayed and sought God, and they'll go back there and go to sleep with him in their lap. Amen. I said, they'll bring that dog to church sometimes. Amen. When I'm trying to preach the gospel and figure their checkbooks. Amen. And go through their preacher catalogs. Amen. That old dog just snugging up to them. Amen. Amen. That old dog. Amen. Just feeling so good. And you don't even realize it's killing you. It's destroying you. It's pulling you away from God. It's taking away your joy. That's why you don't like church anymore. That's why it's so hard to get ready for church. Amen. Because that old dog, you drag around all day long. Amen. Oh, praise God. Amen. And the dove sitting in his cage, falling over dying because you haven't fed him. You haven't prayed and read your Bible. Amen. You haven't sang the songs of Zion. Amen. You've kept your face in a romance novel all day long, feeding the dog. Amen. Living in somebody else's fantasy world, feeding the dog. Amen. There's some of you ladies, you got so much time on your hand that you travel to foreign countries and foreign lands. Amen. And you ride, amen, with knights in shining armor. Amen. Amen. And you sit in that fantasy world all day. And when your husband comes home and he's dirty and he's filthy and he stinks from sweat outside, amen, instead of giving him a good meal, you offer him a burnt sacrifice. Praise God. Say, I'll worship you here a little bit tonight. Come on now. Amen. You wonder why your marriage is falling apart. Amen. You're trying to live in a fantasy world. I know they don't look like they used to look. Come on now. I know they've gained a little bit of weight. Amen. He may have lost a little bit of hair and lost a few teeth. Come on here now. Oh, praise God. But it's still your husband. I said it's still your husband. And it's still the will of God, you love him. It's still the will of God, you love him. And not somebody else. And thinking on somebody else. That's just an old mutt you need to get rid of. That's an old dog. That's going to destroy your soul. Amen. I know, guys, when you go to work and she walks by and you smell that perfume. Midnight in the bayou, praise God. Smell that perfume, amen. You work around her 8 hours a day, 5 days a week. Sometimes it's easy to start flirting with her, ain't it? Praise God. How you doing today? Praise God. Boy, you sure are dressed nice today. I like that on you. Huh? I like your hair in that way. Praise God. I don't really, but praise God. Amen. When you guys get to doing that, it's an old dog you're dragging around. And you get home. Hey, old lady, what you got for supper? Amen. She comes to the door in her moo-moo. Amen. No perfume. Amen. Praise God. Not dressed up. Amen. Thank God. And you wonder why you're in trouble. You wonder why you're in trouble. I love watching these two families get up here tonight, didn't y'all? Amen. These two singing families, praise God. My God, to see them mamas and daddy with their children, amen, singing, quoting the word of God, feeling the Holy Ghost. Amen. It looks like to me around their house they've been feeding the dove, praise God. Around their house they've been taking care of the dove, amen. Oh, yeah. Now listen, brothers, maybe you'll get back on board with me here. Amen. But Romans chapter 8 is the answer to Romans chapter number 7. Amen. Amen. Whenever Paul had such a struggle and he found himself not doing what he wanted to do. In chapter number 8, amen, there is therefore no condemnation to them who are in Christ Jesus, who walk not according to the flesh, but they walk after the Spirit. And I believe it's down around verse number 13, amen, where the Bible said, if you through the Spirit do mortify the deeds of the body, the members of the body, amen. Oh, listen to me. I tell you what you need to do, that old dog. Amen. You go drop an old dog off somewhere, most of the time they'll beat you home. Amen. You drop him off on an old dirt road, he'll come back. You feed an old stray dog, he'll stay around. You can't feed him. You can't take care of him. You can't drop him off on somebody else's doorstep. Amen. You got to kill him. Amen. I said you got to kill him. Now I'm sorry if that offends some of you dog lovers out there, but there's an old mangy mutt in some of your lives that needs to be killed. Amen. And the only way you can do it is through the power of the Holy Ghost. Get under the influence of the Spirit of God and let him give you the power to kill that old dog that's trying to destroy you. Amen. If ye through the Spirit mortify, one of the greatest neglected works of the Holy Ghost is mortification. Death to the flesh. Death to the old dog. Amen. Call it sanctification. Call it mortification. Amen. Whatever you want to call it, we got to have it. Amen. We got to have it right here in this altar tonight. Because there's some of you, that old dog has got such a hold on you. You're not going to make it much longer if you don't get rid of him. I said, you're not going to make it much longer if you don't kill that old flesh that's pulling you away from God. Amen. Already you're rebelling against holiness. You're rebelling against what you've been taught all your life. You're rebelling against what you know down deep in your heart is the word of Almighty God. And it's all because your flesh, it craves and it longs, because every man is tempted when he's drawn away of his own lust and he is enticed. And when you let the flesh live, it's going to pull you away from God. It'll ultimately kill you. Amen. We need such a move of God tonight that the flesh will die. The dog will be put down. Amen. The dog will be put to death. Amen. Oh my God. Amen. That's what I've been praying today. For the Spirit of God to so fill this altar tonight that somebody's life would be transformed. And are you really tired of struggling? Do you really want to hear the Lord say, well done, thou good and faithful servant? Oh, Brother Ed, we need an epiphany here tonight. Amen. We need somebody to come into realization. God, this is what's wrong in my life. And God, I got to get this under the blood. And God, I've got to have a sanctifying experience. Amen. In the Holy Ghost. Now, I just tell you, for the sake of letting you know, I was raised up believing progressive. Amen. But I've come to the realization there's some things. Amen. When you come to the knowledge of it, you sanctify. Yourself over. Amen. But you've got to have a time in your life where the Holy Ghost moves upon you. You've got to have a time in your life where the Spirit of God, it may be one time, it may be every day, but it takes the power of the Holy Ghost to break the chains of sin. It takes the power of the Holy Ghost to break the vices and the lust of the flesh. Amen. But preacher, I enjoy it. Yeah. And when you get in the Holy Ghost, let him change your desire where you won't love it anymore. You say, Lord, let me love what you love and let me hate what you hate. Praise God. Let me dress like you want me to dress. Let me live like you want me to live. Amen. Not what I want. If we can just get to that place, not my will, Lord, but thy will be done. Not my will, but thy will be done. You'll be on your way to victory. Praise God. You'll be on your way to victory. Oh, my Lord in heaven, I'm praying right now. Would you just lift your hands and ask the Holy Ghost to fill this building? Would you sincerely pray that the Spirit of God would come down in this house in a transforming way? God of heaven, sanctify us by the Spirit of God. Mortify the deeds of the body. Oh, I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live. Yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. And the life that I now live, I live by the faith of the Son of God. My God, be crucified in this altar tonight. Now listen, Jesus said, if any man come after me, let him first deny himself. Preacher, I like it. That's what I want to do. Yeah, and that's going to take you on to hell. But if you're going to be a child of God, amen, Jesus in another place said, except you hate your mother, your father, your sister, your brother, your wife, your children, and even yourself, you cannot be my disciple. Praise God. The word hate means love less. You got to love them less than you love him. You got to love them, your husband. You got to love God more than you love your husband. You got to love God more than you love your wife. You got to love God more than you love your children. You got to love God more than you love yourself. Praise God. And he said, if you don't do that, you can't be a Christian. Now, you may be here tonight. You may go to some nominal church that doesn't preach holiness and sanctification and righteousness. And I'm here to tell you tonight, the Bible still proclaims, follow peace with all men and holiness without which no man shall see the Lord. And my friend, it really doesn't matter what you call yourself, Methodist, Baptist, Presbyterian, Episcopalian. Amen. If you're not holiness, amen, you're not going to make it. I said, if you're not living a holy, consecrated life, and the only way to do that is let the Spirit of God sanctify you. your mind. Let the Spirit of God sanctify your heart. Let the Holy Ghost get down on the inside until it changes your thoughts, until it changes your desires, and he makes you love the things of God. I know there's nobody back here in the back that wants to go to hell. I know there's nobody that wants to be lost. But if you don't kill that old dog, it's going to carry you to hell. If you don't kill that old flesh, it'll carry you straight down to hell. Amen. I'm not going to get rid of my television preacher. All right, you just pet that old dog. You just pet that old dog. He'll take you right down to hell. I have a smartphone. They gave it to me whenever I fell. I couldn't push buttons on the phone, so they gave me a smartphone that had the touch face, however you call it, touch screen. But my wife has every avenue to the internet blocked on my phone. My apps are there, my Bible apps, my whatever apps I need, my Regions Bank app is on there. I mean, whatever I use, but my app store is blocked. My server is blocked. Come on here now. Y'all looking at me funny now. Hey, amen. My YouTube is blocked. What's the difference in YouTube, amen, and television? Come on here now. That's just an old dog, boys. It's just an old dog. Amen. You watch YouTube. Ain't no different watching television. Come on here now. Amen. Every bit of it's blocked on my phone. If I need something, she unlocks it. I get in, she locks it back. You say, why, preacher, you don't trust yourself? I don't trust the dog. Amen. I said, I don't trust the dog. I don't give the devil a chance. I don't give place to him. I don't want to give him an opportunity to put any thought in my mind. I don't have the internet in my home. I don't have it piped in. Amen. To my house, no. I don't. If I need it, I can go to the library. If I need it, I can go to a public place. Amen. I don't trust the old dog. Come on now. And there's some of you that's got the old dog on a leash. And you might be just a small little chihuahua, but it's still a dog. I said it might just be, amen, some minute little puppy, but it's still an old dog. And if you're not careful, it'll kill you. Amen. They're so cute when they're small. Some of them get so ugly when they get old. Praise God. Like some of you guys. Amen. Praise God. All of you guys, I reckon. Amen. I'd love for the Holy Ghost to come right now. I'm sorry, brother, if I disappoint you tonight. But I'd love for the Holy Ghost to come down right now. Save somebody and deliver them. Sanctify them from some dog that's in their life. You kill some things. Now, I'm telling you, young people, you can sit back there and act like you don't have anything you need to kill, but you're going to be the one that suffers from it. You're going to be the one that suffers from it. And when we give this altar here in just a few moments, Brother Eddie, come up here with me if you will. Hey, man, we need an epiphany, an appearance in our mind and heart. Come on, that's fine, brother. I appreciate what he preached to us this morning. Because we got to have God do something inside of us. We got to have God open our mind and our heart and our understanding. I know some of you just like playing church. I know you just like to come and be entertained. I know you like to sing and it makes you feel good. You could probably do without the preaching, amen. That's why you go to so many of these singing concerts and never go to revival, because you don't like preaching, amen. And I understand that. Amen. You may not like this preaching tonight, but amen, if you take this dose of medicine, it'll do you good. Amen. And if you'll get in the Holy Ghost where he can come down, amen, and satisfy the longing of your soul. Amen. The Holy Ghost come down and burn that desire out of you. And burn those feelings out of you. Amen. Now I'll tell you what you got to do. You get up tomorrow and you get back on your knees and say, Lord, let me feel it again. Amen. Let me feel that good Holy Ghost. Sanctify me and crucify the flesh again today. And when you get up the next day, you get back on your knees again and say, Lord, let me die this morning. Let me die again today before I ever face the world or before I ever face temptation. Let me kill the flesh. Let me crucify it. Oh, God, it takes it every day. Take up your cross daily and follow me. Amen. You got to every day pick up the cross and follow the Son of God and deny yourself. Amen. Stand with me, if you will, across this house tonight.
As they're getting us a song, I want you to bow your heads right now. I wonder how many right now be honest with God. As your heads are bowed. Just me looking around right now. You say, preacher, I'm going to be honest. There's a dog in my life I need to kill tonight. Raise your hand. Come on, raise your hand right now. Raise it in the name of Jesus. Raise your hand. There's something in my life I need to take care of tonight. All right, there's any more? Come on, raise your hand. Praise God. Brother Russell MacDonald always told us as young preachers, the first step to getting help is admitting you need help. There's some of you, you just won't admit it. What's people going to think about? I know the next step, if I raise my hand, then he's going to say, come to the altar. So you don't want anybody to know that you're not as sanctified as you need to be. And if there's some things that you're struggling with in your life, that's stealing your victory. And I'm going to tell you, if you let God tonight, he wants to come by and give you an epiphany. He wants to come by and make himself real to you. He wants to come by, oh God of heaven, through the power of the Spirit of God. So right now, I want you to come. Come around this altar right now. Amen. I want you to come, and we're going to pray for you. Amen. I want you to come right now. If you need God to touch you, you need God to help you kill something right now. Several raised their hands. Why don't you come? There's others you did not raise your hand. Thank you, sister, for moving. Thank you, little man. Praise God. Come on. Praise God. Come on. I need God to help burn this out of me. I want to have victory over this. Come on. Thank God. Come around this altar right now. Come on. Step out. We're having camp meeting so you can get help tonight. Come on. Thank God we're having camp meeting tonight so you can get deliverance. Lord, would you come by tonight? Let the power of God touch the hearts of your people. Thank you for moving. Come on, there's some more. Come on, move on out before we call a general altar tonight. Oh, come on. Be brave enough. Love God enough. Oh, God, I'm going to go to that altar and pick up my cross. I got to kill some things tonight, Lord. I got to take care of some friendships and some relationships. I got to take care of some things that's pulling on my heart. Is there any more? Make your way on up here right now. Make your way on up here. Thank God. Make your way on up here. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, thank God. Come on, there's still some moving. Amen. Come on, you know the Lord's are dealing with you. If you want victory over tonight, make your way down here right now. Make your way. Amen. Hallelujah. Kneel down right there, son, and begin to pray. Come on, somebody else. Come on. Oh, God, I need you to help me with it tonight. Praise God. I need victory in my soul over it tonight. Come on. Hallelujah. Holy, holy, holy. Oh, all right. Amen. We got some mamas and daddies that are coming in. Other young people coming. Let's pray right now. Come on, preachers. Come help us pray for the people of God. Come on, let's be God for the Holy Ghost.
Oh, whatever you have to do to me, don't let me for eternity.